Living to serve. It's part of the FFA motto. And with the 96th Indiana FFA State Convention happening this week at Purdue University, CJ Miller profiles one of the leaders of Indiana FFA who's been spending nearly her entire life serving the organization.
I always laugh. I always say my first chapter officer interview, you base on saying, I want to give back and I want to serve FFA as a thank you for all the things they've done for me. And I feel like I've spent my entire life trying to say thank you and give back. And FFA just keeps giving me and my family more and more.
And that's Holly Wagner, Deputy Director of Indiana FFA. Growing up near the small town of Sabina, Ohio, she says she joined FFA to follow in her sister's footsteps.
My older sister was actually 10 years older than me, and she was in FFA, and I was known for when she would do her speeches or practice her ceremonies, I would stand behind her and pretend to do the speeches behind her, and so really I kind of fell in love with FFA right from the beginning.
She says her sister later became a state officer in Ohio, which is why Holly says she also wanted to become a state officer.
I had just a wonderful opportunity to serve as the Ohio FFA vice president and then went on to serve as the national FFA secretary and just had a phenomenal year getting to travel across the country and seeing the wide range of enthusiasm and excitement there is for agriculture education and FFA all across our country.
And that experience serving as a national FFA officer is how Holly met her husband, Cody.
You know, I've been an FFA advisor for a long time and always tell my students, you know, go to these FFA events, go to these activities. You never know who you're going to meet and how your future might be impacted. Just say yes and sign up for that conference or sign up for that event. And I did. I was very lucky. I met my future husband in FFA. He served as the national secretary the year before I did, and he was originally from a ranch in northern Wyoming.
And just last year, their son Blaine followed in their footsteps and became a state officer right here in Indiana. Check out more of my conversation with Holly Wagner and read more about the 96th Indiana FFA State Convention. It's at HoosierAgToday.com. Our coverage presented by McDonald's of Greater Indiana. I'm CJ Miller.
And I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.